Hi there, and welcome to Ted and Tim's Brain Fart. I'm Ted and or Tim.
And I'm Tim and or Ted.
And today, I'm going to be asking the question, is Craggy Island hell?
Wait, Craggy Island and Father Ted's Craggy Island.
Craggy Island is Father Ted's Craggy Island. Is that, in fact, hell?
Oh, yeah. That's a good question. For Father Ted it was, at least, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, no, I think for all of them, because it seemed like a punishment for Father Jack. Remember when they sobered him up? And he's like,
yeah.
Oh, don't tell me I'm still on that feckin' island.
True. I don't think Dougal really thought of it as hell, though.
I think Dougal was a...
I think, for the most part, most of the citizens that were there, they kind of loved...
If you heard the siren there, we robbed a bank earlier, and that's what's coming through now. We're probably going to get arrested in the next 10 minutes, so we'll try to wrap this up quick.
Yeah, to save us from going to prison, we can give the money back if you sponsor us on Patreon.
Yeah, that would help. So yeah, no, because like nobody was ever truly happy on the island. Everyone was always trying to find ways to get off the island. No one was like they always kept that veneer of happy whenever the priests were nearby because it's sort of the done thing, wasn't it? Catholic priests come by, you try and be like, oh, hello, Father. How's it going? Are you all right, Father? And then he turns his back. He's like, I fucking hate you, woman. And I fucking stab you, I will. So,
I remember that. And every now and again, wasn't the camera like panned across a landscape? It was always like a barren wasteland.
Maybe
it was hell.
So, yeah. And they were sent there for various... I mean, I don't know what the reason Dougal was sent there. I think probably because he was just an idiot.
Just an idiot, wasn't
he? But, it was hinted that Father Jack was sent there for an untoward reason to just be kept out of the public light. And there was always references to the money that was resting in Father Ted's account. So maybe it was it was genuine. I think it was genuinely hell. I think it was actually... Yeah. I think that what we watched there was an ironic punishment purgatory.
Corrupt people. Okay. All right. I don't know. I don't know what to do with this information. It's kind of thrown a whole new light on the series for me. Were those cows far away?
No, some of them were really small.
Yeah. All right. I don't know. I don't know what to do with that information. I'm at a loss.
Aw.
Sorry, I don't know what you want from me. I agree, it's quite likely hell.
I thought you might argue that it was just a small island off of the coast of Ireland.
No, it makes sense, because it's not a small island. It's not a real place, is it?
Well, no, but it's...
So maybe it is a real place, because not on any map that we know.
Exactly, maybe it is hell.
Yeah,
but that makes Bishop Brennan the devil. Or Bishop Brennan was the keeper of Father Ted, and that, so that makes him the devil.
Yeah, not necessarily... the devil, but maybe like a lord of hell, of the realms of hell, as it were, because he went other places, so I'm assuming that implies that there's other hell places around.
Well, if you read Dante's Inferno, there's you more suffer Dante's Inferno. He says that there's 8 levels of hell, doesn't there? And each one is a descending.
Is it in the Bible there's 9 gates of hell, something like that?
I don't remember, to be honest with you. I haven't read the Bible. You get as far as Genesis, and God says, let there be light. And you go, well, I had that. I don't believe that was right. I've read the Bible according to Spike Milligan, though. And there's like, and on the third day, God created grass, and the Rastafarian smoked it.
Fair play, yeah.
That's well worth a good read. That's brilliant. But no, I think...
I've read the Bible once, like many years ago.
Did you get to the baguettes bit, where John beget Brian, and Dave beget John, and John beget Steve, and Steve beget Kevin, and all of them beget Keith?
It is a really hard read. You know, like the Silmarillion, right? You just don't really know what's going on sentence to sentence. It's that.
Yeah.
Just like, okay, is there a plot point? Who's the bad guy?
The Bible does seem to be one of those books where they've just got sentences and put them together and hoped it made a story.
Yeah.
It's like getting up to a bag of words and then just throwing the bag of words on the floor and going, right, that's the next page.
Well, that's what you get when you just accumulated 300 years of Chinese whispers, doesn't it? So.
It was all compiled together by some sort of mad guy on his deathbed as well, wasn't it? So, Emperor Constantine put the modern Bible that we use today was put together by Emperor Constantine.
Yeah.
And he specifically omitted anything that was not in keeping with how he wanted the religion to be focused on.
The first testament was written in 300 BC by Matthew, Mark, Luke and John.
Four guys from Oxford. They're out on a gap year, weren't they?
Well, raise me. How did people not put this together, right? The main...
Matthew, Mark, Luke and John was the New Testament.
So it's about God, who is named in the original Testament.
He's named God.
Ezekiel. because he was the Jewish God.
Okay.
Because Christ was in fact a Jew.
Yeah, he was a Jewish man, wasn't he? Yeah. So yeah, that was there.
So Christians then just decided, oh yeah, we will believe in the same God, but we'll just change it up a bit. Well, if we give him a son, we believe in him too.
Well, it was the same argument I have with the Moses story. The Christians have quite happily taken the Moses story and gone, that's how we saved our people. But no, actually, he saved the Jews. From
there
slavery.
Were no Christians when Moses was around.
No, so it's like, you can't have that story. That's their story.
At no point, when Moses was talking to God, did God go, oh, by the way, in a little bit, I'm going to send my son down. Try and be nice to him.
Yeah, but it turns out it was the Jews that killed him as well, wasn't it? Because it was the Jews that had him, seems like the Christians have really got the wrong end of the stick when it comes to their religion in general. But
But
lots of religions have like a purgatory or a hell or a planescape where you go afterwards.
Is it Jews that don't actually have hell?
I believe Howard Wolowitz said something along them lines, but he's a fictional character on a TV program that's not.
For a moment, I genuinely didn't know who you were talking about. Now it's dawned on me.
I believe he mentioned it at some point in one of the Big Bang Theory episodes.
Yes, I'm sure it is that Jews don't have a hell. They have a heaven, but not a hell.
Which is very useful, because it means that no matter how many sins you commit, you can't go to hell. So I'm all right with it, to be honest with you.
If you've committed enough sins, actually, you just don't go to heaven. You just cease, if I remember correctly.
I just stick around here.
I've read up on a lot of different religions, and they all intertwine in my head now, because there's so many similarities, and then just this tiny distinction.
Yeah, well, they're basically just one religion, isn't it?
And for the most part, like Christianity and Judaism is actually the same religion, just Christianities have Jesus
like the fact
Christ,
that
and then they then segregated again down to Protestants and Catholics.
I like the fact that whenever the Hindus come across a new religion, they just go, your God's part of our gods. You know, it's like, you believe in this God? Yeah, we do too. He's one of our gods. Well, he wasn't a minute ago, but he is now. That's when they've got so many, like 5 million gods or something like that, haven't they? They've got gods for everything.
That's what the Romans did and all them, wasn't it?
Yeah, Romans, they stole the Greek gods, didn't
they? They had individual house gods and all. So,
I like the idea of a house god. This is my house god. You can call him Kev.
Hello.
He might not actually be a god, but he's told me he is, so I'm not going
to
argue.
Yeah, who am I to argue with God, eh? So, yeah, right, yeah. Craggy Island,
it's definitely, it's got to be hell, isn't it?
In that case, where's heaven in Craggy Island verse?
I don't know, to be honest with you, because I don't think they ever. They left to go to Ireland once, didn't they? I'm sure they did for like a contest or like a singing contest. Something like that, when they got.
Yeah.
I think they actually went to the mainland.
My lovely horse.
Yeah, that's the one. I'm sure they went. Didn't they go to the mainland then? Or did they go to one of the other islands?
I'm not sure. I think it was the mainland.
I think they referenced like a small little collection of islands that were around. But
yeah.
Because there seemed to be a lot of priests on that one island. Because there was the Ted Creevy, was that his name? The father Ted opposite.
Yeah.
And he was close by. So I don't know if that was another island
or whether it was the same island.
So that says to me that there's an island there just filled with a similar set of priests.
I think, obviously, because they would also fall under Bishop Brennan's rule, that they're one of the other realms of hell.
Other realms of hell, yeah. So yeah, I think you've got hell, and then maybe mainland Ireland is in fact heaven in this situation.
I think that's mainland hell.
It could be mainland hell, but...
Because obviously Bishop Brennan was in Ireland.
He was, yeah. He went to Rome as well. So he went to Rome and met the Pope. So does that make Rome heaven?
Yeah, I'm sure that technically then makes Pope Satan, right?
It does. By that logic. Because that makes Rome the centre of hell.
Yeah, all right.
So where does that put heaven? Heaven would be what?
Ha-ha, Pipe?
Bratislava.
I don't know which way do we go. Do we go north globally or north atmospherically?
Well, we got a really odd collection of places. We've got a series of islands around Ireland as hell, Ireland as like a large section of hell, and then Rome as the centre of hell, which is obviously So does that mean that Australia's heaven? In fact, because it's sort of the opposite of where we are.
Possibly.
Ireland is like England.
Follow logic.
Ireland is wet, dreary, and cold, right? Yeah. Which is sort of the opposite of what everyone expects hell to be. Everyone expects hell to be like hot and flames and fire and death. Australia is hot and flames and fire and death. So maybe does that make Australia, because it's the polar opposite of where they are in Ireland, heaven?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Possibly.
I'm going with that.
But by that scale, though, right, if... We've established that Ireland
is a large portion of hell.
Right.
And that Rome is the centre of hell.
Right.
Assuming that the island is its outermost radius.
Right.
All of Europe is hell.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. I'm okay with that. I can believe that.
It'll drop south as well, because if Rome's the centre, it drops south into the northern Africas as well, places like that, yeah?
Right, but we're in the UK, so we're in hell.
We're in a section of hell, yeah.
We're in England, yeah. Oh, I can accept that, right.
Yep.
However, I do genuinely believe that going to Australia would be hell. Purely because, as you say, it's hot, I hate the heat at the best of times, full of snakes and spiders, of which I have not a fond relationship.
Right.
And, yeah, that's about it. Yeah, but they do have boomerangs. I do love boomerangs at the minute.
But maybe because you're a denizen of hell, right?
Yeah, maybe I've been brainwashed.
You've been brainwashed to believe that this is the right way to be.
Doesn't that kind of null void hell?
No, because maybe, because obviously Father Ted, he hated his imprisonment, right? That was his punishment.
Yeah.
Right? So maybe he was a good soul punished in Craggy Island, right? By that extension, that makes you an evil soul who's just acclimatized to his environment.
I can believe that.
Yeah, I'm all right with that. I mean, it makes sense to me. And you're looking at Australia thinking, oh, that's horrible. People in Australia are going, I don't know why he hates it over here. The spiders aren't that much of a pest. The snakes don't really bother us too much. The heat's
all got wings and live
bad.
On clouds and all.
And they give us a free harp and everybody across the border.
We're the only country in the world that's bordered by a golden gate and clouds.
Exactly.
So we have a saint as our doorman.
Yeah. So I think we've just been brainwashed.
Yeah, all right.
So, yeah, that's my theory, yeah.
Heaven is then. So what is heaven essentially now then? A dry,
desolate
wasteland full of poisonous snakes and spiders.
And people drinking beer.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I like either. Where's purgatory?
Purgatory.
Is that just Russia?
South America, isn't it?
That's just the Americas, surely.
Yeah, it's just the Americas. You can have various. You know, you've got varying degrees of biome for your purgatory. You have really northern biome, go to the Canada area of purgatory, and it's really cold. And then as you go further south, you get really, really warm, and you end up in places like Peru where it's too warm.
Yeah, jungle. Yeah, yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, all right. I guess we live in hell.
We live in hell.
We want to be in purgatory because we don't like the look of heaven. And
to be honest with you, I wouldn't go to purgatory. It seems too many guns in the middle part of it. They're all shooting up schools and stuff.
I'd love to go to Canada. It seems like a nice place.
Canada seems like a nice place, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
So Craggy Island is just an offshoot of hell.
Yeah, fair play. Yeah, I'm
Father Ted is actually a good soul being punished for misdeeds. And we discovered that you are an evil soul who's been brainwashed into believing this is the right way to be.
To be fair, this isn't the first time that I've tried to convince people that heaven is good and heaven is bad and hell is good.
Yeah, you're using the same argument that everyone uses, where Satan did something nice and got punished for it, which makes him the good guy doing something noble and getting punished for it by an evil deity.
Yeah, essentially.
And also that hell is a place of eternal torment, and his worst fear would be to torture people for eternity.
And that's what he's forced to do,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it flips it on its head. Also, Satan's actually just made up of that Celtic god, isn't it? The goat-legged, horned Celtic god. That's where the image comes from, and the pitchfork is Poseidon, I believe.
Yeah, obviously, Satan is supposed to be Lucifer cast down.
The image is of him.
Lucifer's name changes several times. He was originally called Samael, the Lightbringer, and then he became Lucifer, and then cast down.
Yeah, but then you're talking about a book that contradicts itself on so many different levels that you can't possibly keep track.
Oh, of course you can. Footnotes.
But yeah, so don't choke.
I will a little bit.
Oh, all right, fair enough. Yeah, so that's the theory. Yeah.
So what we learned today?
Well, we have learned that Craggy Island is actually a hellscape.
Yep. Yeah, seems fair.
We learned that Australia is apparently heaven. Maybe a bit too warm, but heaven. And you are an evil bastard that has just become brainwashed to believe that the UK is brilliant.
No, I don't believe that. I know I'm in hell and I accept it. Well, I'm completely on board with me being in hell. That's where I deserve to be. That's where I'd like it most.
I like the idea of you being hung upside down, being stabbed with hot pokers, just going, I deserve this! I deserve this!
Typical Saturday night for me, mate.
That's what you were doing yesterday.
Put on the heels and stand on me!
Oh, you love to make this weird.
Yep. I haven't got one weird joke here. And this ain't my show.
All right, love it, yeah. Perfect.
All right, so yeah.
See ya.
I hope you've all enjoyed learning that with us.
And we'll see you again soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for listening. And if you'd like to follow us on Twitter, we are at Triadic Ent. We are also on Facebook, and you can find us on Patreon under the name Triadic Entertainment. If you like our content, feel free to subscribe. Every penny helps. There are some great rewards available, and we would much appreciate it. Thank you very much for listening, and good night.